She has been the familiar public face of SEPTA. Jerry Williams steps down as the organization's director of media relations today. She's been there since 2008. Prior to that, she spent 26 years with the FBI as a special agent investigating fraud and then as an FBI spokesperson. Her new course, crime novel writer. Her book, Pay to Play, is being shopped around for publishing, and she's penning a second story already. I met up with Jerry Williams last week. She says her experience as a special agent rolls nicely into the writing she loves, and she's always been fascinated with fraud, greed, and corruption.
This is a calculated crime where somebody's scheming and trying to figure out how to get somebody's money, how to take something of value. And it just fascinates me that a person could intentionally do that type of thing.
So do you have to try to get into the mind of,
absolutely.
Of the perpetrator?
Absolutely. Everybody I've ever investigated who has been a con artist believes that they're the smartest person in the room. And I love that cat and mouse, that game of intrigue, you know, between me and the person that I'm investigating.
So in getting into their mind and doing this cat and mouse play, I imagine that would be just perfect if you're a writer. It's great fodder.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, when you're doing character development, you're inside somebody's head. And it's just really fun to think about what a person is telling themselves that makes it okay to take somebody else's money, their retirement, their pension, their houses, all the stuff that con artists scam away from people. What are they saying to themselves to make this okay?
Tell us the premise of the book, just briefly.
Okay, the premise of the book. It is about a female FBI agent investigating corruption in the Philadelphia strip club industry. In this particular instance, the female agent is blackmailed by a person she picks up in one of the strip clubs. And the whole case is, the whole story is about how far she's going to go to stop him from destroying her career and her marriage.
Oh. Was it based on a real case?
It was based on a real case. There was a case back about 15 years ago, an L&I inspector who was supposed to be enforcing the laws of strip clubs, and he was breaking every last one of them. And the case was actually investigated by two very attractive female FBI agents here in the Philadelphia office, friends of mine. And I thought to myself, boy, that is a story. That's a book.
Knowing con artists, having investigated them as an agent, did you ever feel like, God, I'd be a good con artist?
I guess that's true in a way because, you know, as you're talking to these people, trying to get the information to prove your case, you may be saying things and doing things that are not really the way you feel, kind of complimenting them and, you know, kind of seducing them to give you information and to provide you details that otherwise you wouldn't have. So I guess it's a little bit of a scam artist in me, too.
Tell me about that seduction. What's the situation that you would have been in?
Many situations. Again, you know, I'm dealing with a crime. I know who did it. What I need to try to figure out is, was that a fraud? And a lot of times I can do that by going through paperwork, but a lot of times it's from talking to the person involved and getting in their minds and getting them to tell me what their intentions were.
Did you pose as somebody else to get that information?
And sometimes I've had to. Especially when it comes to business telemarketing fraud. I had a case where we went against 18 different companies here in Philadelphia, and we set up our own business and had those telemarketing companies call us and trying to get us to order things. And I played that undercover role. It was pretty exciting.
I guess in the media, when they were talking about your leaving SEPTA, some of the stories were saying, you know, you were once a gun-toting, door-kicking agent. Were you that?
Absolutely. You know, I wore a weapon every single day of my 26-year career with the FBI.
Did you ever fire a weapon on a case?
Oh, well, not at a person, but I pulled it out many times. You know, not only was I working fraud, but when you have a big case in the office involving drugs or any other type of raid, everybody goes out.
Okay.
And I actually worked in Camden for 4 years just before I took the spokesperson role. And yes, you know, I was right there going through the doors, you know, going after drug dealers in Camden.
So you were in imminent danger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You handled that well?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we're trained so well.
Were you in amazing physical condition? Not saying that you're not now.
Well, I'm not now. I will be soon, because when I have the time to work out, I'm going to take advantage of that. But yes, you know, I went through the FBI Academy, and I did the push-ups and the pull-ups and the run and all of that. And the boxing, I'm sure people watch Quantico. Most of it is not real, but there's a good part of it. The basic training part is absolutely real, and I did that.
Okay. What's more harrowing, trying to get a book deal, leaving your day job, or the hardest day as an FBI agent?
I would say trying to get a book deal.
That's more harrowing than you got the gun, you got your hand on the gun.
Yes. I am sure there are listeners out there who have the same desire, who have been writing a book or have several books in a drawer someplace, and they know what I mean. It's a tough, tough business, very competitive. The publishing industry.
Do you feel like you're walking the plank a little bit?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I got those sweaty palms.
Since 2008, Jerry Williams has served as the Director of Media Relations for SEPTA. She's quitting her job to follow her dream of being a full-time crime fiction writer. Today is her last day with SEPTA. All the best, Jerry.